Page 78. The hyphen. It's a funny old mark, the hyphen. Always has been. People have argued for its abolition for years. Woodrow Wilson said the hyphen was the most un-American thing in the world. Note the hyphen required in un-American. Churchill said hyphens were a blemish to be avoided wherever possible. Yet there will always be a problem about getting rid of the hyphen.
1. Many words require hyphens to avoid ambiguity. Words such as correspondent, reformed, remark. A reformed rock band is quite different from a reformed one. Likewise, a long-standing friend is different from a long-standing one. A cross-section of the public is quite different from a cross-section of the public. And one could go on. 2. It is still necessary to use hyphens when spelling out numbers, such as 32, 49. 3. When linking nouns with nouns, such as the London-Brighton train, also adjectives with adjectives, American-French relations, typesetters and publishers use a short dash, known as an N rule, for this function. 4. Though it is less rigorously applied than it used to be, there is a rule that when a noun phrase such as stainless steel is used to qualify another noun, it is hyphenated, as stainless steel kitchen. Thus, you have corrugated iron, but a corrugated iron roof. The match has a second half, but lots of second half excitement. Tom Jones was written in the 18th century, but is an 18th century novel. The train leaves at 7 o'clock. It is the 7 o'clock train. 5. Certain prefixes traditionally require hyphens. Un-American, anti-apartheid, pro-hyphens, quasi-grammatical. 6. When certain words are to be spelled out, it is customary to use hyphens to indicate that you want the letters enunciated, or pictured, separately. K-E-Y-N-S-H-A-M. 7. Purely for expediency, the hyphen is used to avoid an unpleasant linguistic condition called letter collision. However much you might want to create compound words, there will always be some ghastly results, such as de-ice, de-ice, or shell-like, shell-like. 8. One of the main uses of the hyphen, of course, is to indicate that a word is unfinished and continues on the next line. Ignorance about where to split words has reached quite scary proportions, but thankfully this isn't the place to go into it. I'll just say that it's pains-taking, not pain-staking. 9. Hesitation and stammering are indicated by hyphens. I reached for the watering can. 10. When a hyphenated phrase is coming up, and you are qualifying it beforehand, it is necessary to write, he was a 2- or 3-year-old. Even bearing all these rules in mind, however, one can't help feeling that the hyphen is for the chop. Fowler's Modern English Usage, as far back as 1930, was advising that, whenever reasonable, the hyphen should be dropped. And the 2003 edition of the Oxford Dictionary of English suggests that it is heading for extinction.